Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the Dee Dee Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. I am TJ Jackson, and with me is my eldest brother, Taj Jackson.
What's going on?
How are we doing, Mr. Taj?
Good. I was just turning on my Do Not Disturb on my phone. So
that's a great idea, Taj. I am going to follow you. I'm going to follow you with that advice. We don't want any ringers or anything going off while we are live. Yes, that is right. We are live right now on Facebook and YouTube, but you also may be listening to us via the podcast. Thank you so much. If you are, we would like to encourage any and everyone who may be listening on a podcast to leave a review. Let others know about our podcast. Let others know who may be searching, looking for this kind of content, what they can expect from it and whether you are liking it or not. Please, 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 that it helps others find the content. So that is something that we will always try to encourage you to do. And that's also with Facebook and YouTube. Make sure you are subscribed. And on YouTube, hit the bell. One thing we should say is a disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who've experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we have learned from it. And what we like to do here is we like to share our opinions in an attempt to help you get through whatever it is you may be going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Please do not just rely on us. One thing I would be saying, we're getting a lot of questions about donating to DDJF. And I would like to tell everyone, if you want to donate, there are many different ways you can. You could do super chats here. You could buy merch. Let me show you guys some of the merch. We don't have that promo code anymore, but there's some merch that is always, any of the proceeds from the merch goes to the foundation. But another thing that is probably the most effective for us is if you go to www.ddjf.org, you will find that there's many different places you could do a donation there. And the good thing about doing it through the website is you can also get a tax receipt if you are here in the States, because we are a 501c3 organization. So again, I want to make sure everyone knows about how they could support the foundation. One other way, which we went over in depth last Power Love Show, is Amazon Smile. Whenever you shop at Amazon, did you know there's a way to make sure we get part of those proceeds from Amazon? So instead of Amazon taking all of your money, they will send a small portion to a foundation of your choice. So that is another way. Remember, Amazon Smile is, we'll leave the information for that in the description box, but you can set up your account so that you are linked to our foundation and support us that way. So
And it doesn't cost any more for you. It's not like you pay any extra. It's
there you
pay
go.
What you normally would pay. It's just on Amazon's side, they're donating part of what they would make.
Very, 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 very true, Taj. Taj, we have a cool, cool show. There's no guests, but we're going to talk about an important topic. But before we do so, I want to make sure there's nothing else going on that we needed to discuss. So is there anything I should say that you wanted to talk about off the top of your head?
Not really. No, it's holiday season, so it's crazy. There's a lot going on. Just, you know, a lot of everything in that.
Okay. Way. Well, Taj, we have we have people from all over the world who watch, but this is cool. This is from Raiko in Japan, who says, hi, all. I would also love to know where everyone is from. That's something we don't do. We have a very vibrant community, but I would love to know where everybody is from. So please, in the comments section, whether you're on Facebook or YouTube, let us know where you are from, and we will highlight those locations throughout this live. As Casey says, I'm from Indiana. So cool. That's one thing I love about this format. There's people all over the world who get to get to watch and be part of this. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Okay, so again, I'm going to just continuously flash if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook where everyone is from. But until then, Taj, I think it's time for us to get into our show, if that's okay with you.
Yep.
Yeah? Nothing else you wanted to talk about, right?
Not that I can think of, TJ.
Not that he could think of. Okay. All right, Taj. Well, on today's Power of Love show, it marks the final episode for 2022. And we wanted to use this time together with you to celebrate the memory of our lost loved ones this holiday season. As grievers, it can be challenging to navigate the holiday season, and oftentimes we feel isolated or alone in our grief as we mourn those who are no longer here to celebrate with us. We at DDJF never want anyone to feel alone on this journey, so we are dedicating this final episode of the year to share and to celebrate our lost loved ones. We asked our community to share the following: advice for navigating the holiday season while grieving, meaningful ways to honor a lost loved one during the holiday season, tips for keeping lost loved ones as part of our holiday traditions, and some favorite memories of our lost loved ones. Our goal in asking our DDJF community to open up and share is twofold. One, to help support others who may be feeling a grief overload this holiday season by offering tips and advice. And two, to honor the lives of those we have lost over the years. Yeah. So without much further ado, let's share some answers and celebrate the memory of our lost love together as a community. Todd, before we get into this and talk about advice, I always give you credit because you have played a big part in how I try to reshape thinking about lost loved ones on anniversary days, on Mother's Day, on birthdays. And I don't want to take the words out of your mouth. I'd rather hear it from you. But you said there's something that you try to mentally do that helps you through this process, through this very, what many would consider very challenging and difficult process. It seems to have helped you kind of get through a difficult day or difficult moment or difficult mental time. And what is that?
Well, the trick of it was, you know, something is either hot or cold. Something's either, you know, either mourning or you're celebrating is basically what you can't. There's no, if I celebrate someone or do something in honor of them, then it's like I'm tricking, not even just my mind, my whole vibe changes into something of happiness and something of celebratory in a way, as opposed to where when mom passed, there's only two options. It was either we focus on honoring her and what she would have wanted and try and live our life like she would have wanted, or for me, because it was my best friend and my compass, the person that I truly used to guide me everywhere and the one that literally gave birth to me, I could go down a deep hole of despair basically and probably never come out of it. And I knew that was not going to be an option because I didn't even really allow myself to go too far there, because if I really just thought about what I had actually lost with mom, it would have been, I don't think I would have recovered from that. Like it just, I mean, mom was everything to us in that way. Mm. And so really for me, it became about what was mom's dream. Mom's dream was us as being brothers, but us also releasing music. Like she knew that was our dream and she was like our biggest cheerleader. So I was like, we have to do this for mom. We all said that in that way for our album. And it kind of gave us purpose again, purpose to release something in her honor. And it was hard because I know people say, you know, she never got to see the success. She never was on stage with us to see that, but in a way, always felt like she was with us, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So that is why I do that kind of stuff. And even like on days like birthdays or whatever, it's just, I just choose to think of it as half full as opposed to half empty. That's just me.
Not easy though.
No, it's not the normal instinct. It's not the normal way to do it. You grieve, and of course you grieve. But for me, I know when you know yourself, you also know what you know. It's like, you know, some people know like they shouldn't drink alcohol or whatever because they know, you know, they don't trust themselves with themselves. It's that aspect of it. I knew that if I really allowed myself to grieve mom's death or any of the deaths or whatever, I probably would be a mess right now because I am that emotional that I don't think I could have climbed out of it.
Got you. Okay. Well, Tosh, thank you for sharing that. Like we said, this is a special episode. Not only is it the last episode of 2022, but it's an episode where the community chimes in quite a bit. And what we're going to do now is take a moment to hear from the community. And the question is for advice, or the topic is advice for navigating the holiday season after the loss of a loved one. So, absolutely.
Just in general, I always looked at it too. And just with mom, especially with mom, would she want us to be sad? Would she want us, you know, is that mom always want us to be happy? I'm sure anyone that you're grieving, that's not what they would want from you. Yes, go through the grieving process, but ultimately they would want you to be happy. They would want you to make the most of your life in that way. And don't feel guilty doing that and focusing on that, because that's what they would want. That's why they were so important to you. And that's what you would have wanted for them.
Well said, Taj. And Summer Violence says that is the downside of grief. It's so easy to dig into the hole where you just end up crying and hurting. And then you have to dig yourself back up from that hole. And it's so interesting to me because I think this is one reason why we tend to not want to think about grief or to get down or sad, because we think of it as, if I go down, then I have to come back up as much as I went down. And we live in a society where we're so like measured. Everything is so measurable that anything the wrong way, we feel like we have to go through back to get to even, or to get to you know, it's like with debt, you know, if you're in debt, if you owe $10,000 on a credit card, you're not back to even until you pay off or make $10,000. And I think with grief, we have to change that mentality. If we go through a period of hurt or pain or of really, you know, thinking about something that we've lost or hurt out on, it's not like I think we should be trying to avoid feeling like we have to go back through to be able to get to even. I think we have to see it as growth and acceptance and healing. Whenever we get down, you know, get a loss for words, I'm not saying that we should be trying to purposely force ourselves there to heal. I'm just saying, I don't think we should be thinking of it as, because I'm this way, I have to get myself out. I think that's just all part of the process. And every day is growth. Every day that you are being true to how you feel and being open with what you're feeling is a good thing. I truly believe that, because I think whether it's art, you know, we've talked about this, nature walks, creating poems, writing, all of that, can technically get you into a sadder place or a more down place, because you're being vulnerable with how you feel. But at the same time, it's also incredibly healing and nurturing for your soul to be acknowledging and to express emotions about how you're feeling, about things that you may be used to tucking or keeping private or keeping bottled in. That is not healing. So I think Summer Violins, yes, we, you know, when we're crying and hurting, but we have to reframe that to think of that as part of the healing process. So I know that was a long way to say but it is what it is. Okay. Anyways, advice for navigating the holiday season after the loss of a loved ones. Many of you guys had a lot of great comments. Always July said, for me, learning to live in the present moment has been very helpful. Enjoy the moment. I used to go get the Christmas tree with my dad and we decorated together. So after he died, I couldn't even look at Christmas tree anymore without crying. It was like the one profound memory that used to always trigger me, and I stopped celebrating Christmas for over a decade. Now I look at a Christmas tree and smile and love listening to Christmas songs again and getting in the Christmas spirit. Do what feels right for you. It is okay to avoid things if that feels helpful. It doesn't mean you love the person less if you feel you have to take a break from being reminded of them in the beginning just to survive. And remember, grief fluctuates. Sometimes it gets really difficult, sort of where I'm at the moment. Other times it's easier. Just allow yourself to feel whatever you do feel. It's only a sign the person is still loved and in your thoughts, and that means, in a way, they'll never die. What a comment. Always July. Kicking it off with, I think that's incredibly profound. Anything you want to say first, Todd? I don't want to hog the mic, but I have some thoughts, but I want you to say what you feel first.
No, that's very, what she said was very interesting, because for me in general, like when Uncle Michael passed, I stopped watching Three Stooges, and you know how much of a Three Stooges fan I am. I mean, you can see it in there, but it just, like, it didn't feel right. Like, because it was most of my memories of watching Three Stooges is with him, and it just felt weird doing it. But I can say, so that's why I do with what her saying in terms of it taking a decade for her to enjoy Christmas again and Christmas trees and stuff like that. I understand that in a way, but because I've come back around in that way, and it's like, it was that feeling of pain in that. But I mean, obviously I love the Three Stooges, as you know, in general. And it's like, you'd be surprised. You would have thought the opposite, that like, because they brought me so much joy that they would be my escape, but they were actually something that, you know, triggered stuff.
Well, I have to say, I mean, obviously I know your story, but Julie, her comment, I think was fantastic. And what I love about it is, you know, just because something may remind you of someone and it may feel a bit hurtful to go there, you can take a break from it. You can not do it for an extended amount of time and then come back to it. And I think that is the theme or the moral to Julie's comment, is that grief fluctuates and there is no right or wrong way, and no way, no, you know, strict mandate or strict rules on how to celebrate or to ignore, quote unquote, ignore your feelings. So you just have to go with the flow and you have to listen to how you feel and know that there's no right or wrong way on what you're doing. And as Julie says, grief fluctuates. So sometimes it's going to be really difficult. Other times it's going to be easier. Terry with a comment says, I have four angels watching over me and I get by the really bad days by writing a letter to them. I feel that writing my feelings down, that they are feeling it too. They were always there for me when I needed to talk. So writing to them, I am still sharing my life with them. RIP, love you, mama and daddy, Johnny and Carolyn. So that's beautiful. It's beautiful. Patty says, I lost three sisters and I pray to them all the time. When I need help, especially during the holiday season, I call out, come on, angels, I need you. I take such comfort knowing they are watching over me and my family. Please say their names. Eileen, Katie, and Maud. I hope I got the names right, but very beautiful. Tessa says, remember them with the beautiful memories you have. Share them at the dinner table. Dana says, be easy on yourself. Sometimes will be hard. Toria says, take it easy one day at a time. It's okay to cry. Sophie says, allow yourself to cry. Not every day or moment feels the same. Don't be embarrassed by this. Lena said, I lost my brother David unexpectedly a few years ago, and I find grief comfort in seeing a robin come near me. Finding a single white feather out of nowhere and having certain situations happen that make me feel like my brother is near. I think everyone grieves differently. No two people will go through the same process. And remembering our loved ones can be done in so many ways. I like to think they are always around us and will give us little signs every now and then. This is what brings me comfort. It's beautiful.
Wonderful.
Anything you want to say, Todd? I know I read off a good 8 or 9, but anything else you want to add in terms of advice for navigating the holiday season after the loss of a loved one?
No, I think Well, I'm going to say piggyback off of something you said earlier too. There's not one way to deal with grief or to grieve, and I think that's important too, because the people that go through grief, they're always wondering, am I doing it right? You know, am I weird if I'm not doing it like the book says, or this or that? And everyone's different. Everyone grieves differently. So giving yourself permission to grieve like you want to grieve is very important as well in that way.
Reading some great comments. Caitlin says, grief and healing are not linear. It ebbs and flows. Don't be hard on yourself for feeling. Carrie says, I have to write to cope with it at all. Nicole says, I always try and remember the great times I had while my parents were here. We flick through old photos and discuss memorable moments. It's been just over 2 years since we lost mom, 13 years from my dad. You guys are the best. There's so many, so many great comments out there. Well, the grief will come out one way or the other, so it's healthy to let it out. Okay. Yeah. I am going to continue on. I just wanted to make sure we were being respectful to those who are leaving comments in real time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's so many wonderful comments. I just wanted to make sure I did that. That's so sweet. Okay, so let's move on, Taj. We'll move on to number two, which is tips for keeping our lost loved ones as part of our holiday traditions. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is some advice on how to keep your lost loved one and keep them in your holiday traditions. Christy says, my mother loved the little bluebird, and I wrote my book, Rise Up Little Bluebirds, as a message of hope for others through grief in her memory. In my workshops and grief outreach since publication, I've shared how continuing to hold space for our grief and for the traditions of our loved ones by making a favorite dish or reading a favorite story can be so helpful. I recently added bluebird ornaments to my book signing events, and we plan to decorate our own bluebird ornaments in memory of my mom this Christmas. We'll also incorporate her famous hash brown casserole to our meal. Thank you so much for the community and support you provide through DDJF. There's so much hope and healing in sharing our hearts and lifting each other up. Kanika says, I include my dad in my Christmas tradition by using an old Christmas family photo. Six of us are in the photo. So I bought six small Christmas trees, six monogram stockings with our initials, and it's positioned how we are positioned in the family photo. My dad's ornament is an angel. My dad's name is Freddie Lee McDonald. I love that. April says, since my grandmother was born in December, I would like to share her name, Gladys Jennings. The one thing I always remember is her smile and how she would say my nickname. Didi? Oh, I would love to know how to say it. Is it Die, April? To this day, I can hear her calling me when I think about her. There is one tradition that I would recommend on holidays when you gather with family. Each person should express one memory about the lost loved ones. It's great. Toria says, great. Prepare their favorite meal. Share stories and talk about them. Anna says, listen to their favorite Christmas songs. Neverland Rose says, mix it up a bit. Celebrate, but in a different way. Write a card to them before the holiday and leave it out for them. A lot of really good advice, you guys. Great tips on ways we can keep our loved ones in our holiday traditions. Taj, is there any others that you would want to add or any ideas you may have on keeping our lost loved ones as part of our holiday traditions?
No, I love what was said in that way. I think in general, just keeping their spirit alive in some way is so therapeutic. And so whether it's stories like that was mentioned at the dinner table or whatever it is, you know, you'll get some chuckles, people reminisce and all that stuff. And it really does help. I know every time with us, when we visit Auntie Lourdes or something like that, and we hear stories about mom, it's like I feel closer to her in that way, especially if it's a story I've never heard before. Even if it's a story I've heard before, I still love hearing it in that way. So, yeah. I always think that just keeping their memory alive is so important. And obviously during the holiday time period, it's important to do that.
Taj Dili says, take each day as it comes. I honor my late twin brother by giving space to his memory, especially when he appears in my dreams.
Nice. Yeah.
Very good, Dili. And then yours truly, April, who we read a comment, says that it's Didi, just spelled differently. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, April. And then Lala Chan says, my mother, Mary Davis, and I would always listen to the Nutcracker Suite on Christmas Eve, drinking cocoa, looking at photo albums of my childhood. I still listen to the Nutcracker Suite till this day. It's wonderful. Taj, composer, Tchaikovsky?
Yeah.
Am I saying it wrong? You don't want to clean up how I said it, or did I say it right?
No, that's right. I think that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing composer and an amazing soundtrack, by the way, if you haven't heard it. Denise Tosh says, hi again, TJ. My life is a bit sad with my grandkid, which I got great advice from you. Thanks again. Now I was literally just told while I was listening to you, my best friend and I was just told is going to pass. They're going to bring her home to hospice. She is in the hospital. Any advice to help her family and me? Taj, you want to start with any advice for Denise to get through going through hospice with her friend?
Gosh, I mean, the only hospice experience I really had was with grandpa, you know, in that way. And for me, it was just about cherishing every moment that I had with him and every moment the family had together in that way. But it was also a time to kind of reflect on what was important to that person. I know with grandpa, because he had so much pride with the family and pride in the name and stuff like that, I made a vow to myself to always respect that and always fight for our family from grandpa's, because that's what grandpa was, a fighter in that way. And so I would say with this scenario, in terms of it, it's hard because you were just told in that way and you don't really have time to process much. It's a lot of this is going to be reactionary because you're going with just news and what's going on and this and that. And so I would just say lean on each other because you are family, but also realize that lean on your family and your friends in that way. And it's because it's the holiday, don't think that you're bringing other people down that are very happy right now in that way. That's what friends and family are for. And that, so I wouldn't worry about burdening other people in that way. And like, oh, I don't, you know, while you're going through it, this is, you know, if you need someone, this is when that person's supposed to step up and be there for you too. Even if they don't know how, you can just say, I just need you to be with me, or I just need you to be around me. I just need company or whatever.
Yeah. And I think just being there, I mean, it's a lot that's going to happen in your life. You're going to go through your own grief and your own processing of losing your friend. And of course, your friend's family is going to go through a lot. And you as a friend want to be there for them. I think just being there as much as you can, helping them, you know, as in any way you can, whether it's getting food, running errands for them, that is all one way to help them as they go through the loss of their family member, but also for you to feel some sense of contributing to your friend and her family, or their family, I should say. As far as hospice advice, Taj is correct. For me, my only experience in hospice was with grandpa. And I would just, if you get that moment to be in the room with the person, is to talk to them and to let them know what they mean to you and your favorite moments, and spend those moments giving love and sharing love and expressing the value that person meant to you and what you will cherish and take with you going forward in your life. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. How much they can hear or understand while they are in hospice, I don't know. But I truly feel it's something that they can feel. And I truly feel it's something that will benefit you in getting out to your friend. So That would be my main advice, is to have that moment where you could talk to them and be free. Don't be afraid to laugh. Don't be afraid to share fun experiences when you're mad, when you're angry, but make sure it's all coming from a place of love. So I think that would be my advice, Denise. It's sending our condolences to you and your friend and their family, and just wishing you the best. Life isn't easy, but just pay homage to your friend and make sure they know how your friend and your friend's family know how much they are loved.
I think it's very therapeutic to be able, as you said, TJ, to tell them how much you care about them or feel when you if you have that moment and in that way.
100%.
Just judging from loss in general, like from something that's taken from you and you don't have that opportunity, you feel cheated, you know, versus being able to actually get that off your chest. It is night and day in that way. Like just being able to talk to grandpa and, you know, and thank him was completely different than not being able to talk to mom because it was just sudden and we had to deal with it. So that is something I would recommend, even if it's hard to do and you're worried about doing it because you don't want to, you know, that at the end of the day is, to me, feels therapeutic.
Well said. Okay. So, and then Taj, we asked our community for a favorite memory with your lost loved one. And we have many different advice or different memories, I should say, that people shared. Dana said, it's been hard without my dad the past year and a half since he passed. Christmas was special in our family and his birthday was December 1st. Dad liked watching my sister and I decorate the tree while listening to the Christmas albums of Elvis and Gene Autry. Afterwards, when we got older, we would make us eggnog and brandy. Dad and I also like going out at night to look at the Christmas lights. I still try to do some of those things to remember him, but it's not the same. It's still hard, but I still want to honor his memory. Denise said, a favorite memory with my husband, David, is he would always say it costs him a fortune at Christmas because it's also my birthday. I'd say, I need nothing. I have you. And he would say, yep, I am a good catch, and we would laugh out loud. Sending love to everyone struggling. It's not easy. Take your time and do what's right for you. Thanks to all at DDJF. We love you dearly. That's beautiful. That is Tessa says, working in the garden together with my grandpa. Carrie says, lost my grandmother, Marguerite, in October. She was one of my best friends and always supported me no matter what I was going through. I could share anything with her knowing I could trust in her unconditional love. She was a strong lady with an incredible sense of humor. She taught me the importance of standing up for myself. I will never forget the way her eyes lit up every time I came to visit her. I write to continue her story and honor what a blessing she was in my life. Thank you, DDJF, for creating such a loving and supporting community. Georgina says, I want to share the sweet memory of my little cousin, Shadni, who has sadly gone too soon in 1998. She was only 4 years old. She had a very tragic accident while playing with a candle. The sweetest memory I have with Shadni is that she always looked up to me like I was her big sister. She used to call me Gina Baji, which means sister in her Pakistani language. Her voice saying, Gina Banji, I love you, will always echo in my ears. I miss her dearly. That's so sweet.
That is sweet.
Taj, anything you want to say about memories and the ability to, not the ability, but what it may do for your soul when you're sharing memories about those you have lost?
I think memories are a way to keep someone's, not even legacy, but just their stories alive and their spirit alive. And I think they're very important in that way. I think sometimes with grief, you have that fear of talking about people that have passed and stuff like that. But the memories are what keep them present now. And I think that's a very important, as we talk about mom all the time and Uncle Michael and whoever else we've lost in that thing. It's very important in that way, and keeping their memory alive. And that, so I don't have personally favorite memories of mom or Uncle Michael or of grandpa, like, you know, he was, you know, it's funny because, you know, there's memories of me with as a kid with, you know, like we could talk about those memories and stuff like that. And then he would get such a kick out of just, you know, knowing that we were so intimidated by him, you know, in a way. And he would have that laugh. And we all know that laugh, like me and you and Terrell, we know that that my grandfather had. And I sometimes think of that laugh and it makes me smile, because getting to know grandpa later and all that stuff, a lot of it was intimidation and a lot of it was just joy of him knowing that he had that to do, you know, on kids in that. Cause I saw that with later cousins and stuff like that, how he would smile. And I was old enough to see that. So it's very interesting as you grow up in general, but memories are so important in general, and you have to keep that person's legacy spirit alive, because it does a lot to your soul too, especially if they're close to you and important to you. It's part of your soul too.
Well said, Taj. Donna is going to add, best memories are being with my mom as she grooved to everything Motown, watching her dance. Deborah says, I miss my grandmother's tamales. She passed away in 1966, but I still miss her cooking. No one compares to a delicious home cooked meals. And then Balmy has a super chat. She says, I miss the warm feeling I got when my grandpa, who passed in 2018, called me his grandchild. That feeling was pretty unmatched. That's so sweet.
That is sweet.
Just the words, grandchild. Love that. Very, 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 very cool. Let's see what else we have. Sequoia says, I remember how my dad would make me and my sister recite the definition of initiative at random times. He would stop the car on the side of the road and won't move until we remembered it. I love that. I think that's so cool. I do. It's funny how certain things we take from our elder family members. And I love this. I think that's so cool. Suzanne with a super chat. Thank you so much, Suzanne. Suzanne says, honoring my friend Debbie Foster. She was a huge 3T fan, and we lost her in 2018 after she battled cancer. She loved Christmas and you guys so much. Suzanne, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for the message and sending you. And if you see or talk to the Foster family, please pass along our love from us three to Debbie and Debbie's family. Please, please, please. Taj, anything else we need to mention?
No, I mean, for me in general, just the holidays are such a unique time, because it's like emotions are either, they're amplified. So they're either, you're either really happy because of the Christmas spirit, Hanukkah spirit, whatever, the holiday spirit, I should say. Or you're really sad because of the same thing. There's that contrast of you're focused on what you don't have or who you're missing or who's not there this year in that way. So it's a hard time. And so the only thing I would say is just check up on each other, like what we said last week, you know, because people have appearances and they appear to be happy or they'll post on Instagram or Twitter and they'll look like they're having the happiest life, but inside they're sad in that way. So just always check up on each other anyway, in that way, because you never know who needs it.
So sweet. Isabel says, my mom knew you through me. She was very keen on you guys. She always thought you were very sweet. I know she is now also grateful for how much you helped me. I miss her every day, and now I'm at hers and everything is her. I hope it's not such hard Christmas like last year. Love you guys. We love you too, Isabel, and sending you so much love and light and a big hug. And I can say this. I love what you said, Taj, about highs and, you know, the lows of feeling lonely or the, you know, it's a time where reality hits back that we're missing some of our loved ones and some of our family. I will say this. I think we have to acknowledge that we are going to have highs and lows. And do our best to balance out those emotions, to not let our, maybe let our highs get so high and our lows so low. Be true to how you're feeling. I'm not going to say to water down how you're feeling, but just be conscious of that, that you may be going through some serious swings. And I think it will help you get through the movement of those swings. Yep. With that said, everyone, we at DDJF, at the Power of Love Show, we encourage our community to share the names of their lost loved ones so we could celebrate them this holiday season by dedicating this episode to them. So this episode is dedicated to the memory of Eileen, Katie, Maud, Betty Ann, Stella, Patty Simmons, Jeff Higg, Gladys Jennings, David, Shodney, Marguerite, Irma, David Power, Freddie Lee McDonald, and all the lost loved ones of our DDJF community. With all of this said, everyone, we want to thank you all for an amazing year of continued support for both the DD Jackson Foundation and the Power of Love Show. We wish you all a happy and healthy holiday season, and of course, a very happy new year. We'll leave you with this poem about a grief during the holiday seasons entitled Four Candles. The author is unknown, so I mean, I could have easily have taken credit for it, but I'm not going to do such a thing. But the author is unknown. Anyways, here's the poem. The first candle represents our grief. The pain of losing you is intense. It reminds us of the depth of our love for you. The second candle represents our courage to confront our sorrow, to comfort each other, to change our lives. This third candle we light in your memory for the times we laughed, the times we cried, the times we were angry with each other, the silly things you did, the caring and joy you gave us. This fourth candle we light for our love. We light this candle that your light will always shine. As we enter this holiday season and share this night of remembrance with our family and friends, we cherish a special place in our hearts that will always be reserved for you. We thank you for the gift your living brought to each of us. We love you. We remember you. Wonderful poem. Wonderful. Whoever the author is, special shout out to you. I can't take the credit because I kind of revealed that it wasn't me. But whoever that was, we just want to thank you for the beautiful poem. One final thing, Taj, is a super chat from Lena, who says, thank you both and the foundation for this episode honoring those we've lost. I really appreciate it and I'm so grateful to you all. Time is a great healer. Love that. And I think that's a perfect way to conclude this episode, is to remind everyone that time is a healer. That doesn't mean you will ever completely get through the grief you are going through, but time does heal. And love and knowing how to manage your grief does heal. So please continue to express how you feel in whatever way you feel most comfortable. It could be writing, it could be painting, it could be running, it could be working out, it could be talking, it could be part of a group, it could be many different ways. Just please always be respectful of what you yourself need to navigate the grief process. With that said, we just want to send our love. And again, a big thank you to each and every one of you who have supported DDJF, who supported the Power of Love Show, not just in 2022, but all of these years. We are going on year 7, and it's an amazing, amazing thing, an amazing feeling for us to know that we've been doing it this long and have helped so many people. So without much more to say, on behalf of Taj, Terrell, and the entire DDJF board and supporters and volunteers and everyone who helps at DDJF, we want to send our love and our light and appreciation to each one of you. We will see you guys in a couple of weeks, I believe, right? So, yes, we will see you guys soon. Please be safe, be careful, and, of course, happy holidays. Happy holidays. Bye, everyone.